This morning, in front of the federal courthouse in downtown Tampa, the Council on American Islamic Relations, or CARE, and the Florida Immigrant Advocacy Center announced they were filing federal lawsuits challenging lengthy delays in processing the citizenship applications of Florida Muslims. Jamila Baraka is with the Tampa chapter of CARE.
We recently filed one set of what we expect to be many waves of class action lawsuits related to naturalization delays throughout the state of Florida. Currently in Florida, we filed 25 complaints. Of those, 14 are in the Middle District. They were filed last Tuesday on the 19th in Orlando, Florida. Of those 14, 7 are right here in the Tampa Bay area.
Those 14 legal permanent residents filed a complaint against Citizenship and Immigration Services, or CIS, and the FBI, challenging unreasonable delays in deciding their petitions for naturalization, according to Florida Immigrant Advocacy Center's managing attorney, Mary Gundrum.
The delays are caused, the CIS claims, due to name checks. They call it name checks. These are not background checks. Background checks check whether or not people have committed any crimes, and that can be done very quickly, usually within a matter of 48 hours. None of our people have committed any crimes. Name checks instead are checks for the name in individual files. They can be any kind of file, a witness file, a victim file, a crime file. And if even part of the name of one of our plaintiffs appears in those files, they get stuck in limbo for years and years.
Gundrum called name checks an enormous waste of resources that achieve no meaningful results.
In fact, Immigration's ombudsman actually acknowledged that the FBI name checks are not needed because of any threat or risk perceived by the FBI. And in fact, the name checks may be the biggest obstacle to timely and efficient delivery of immigration services.
CARE's Jamila Baraka said because many Muslims have common Arabic names, the name check process amounts to racial and religious profiling.
So if one person somewhere across the globe commits a crime and they're considered a terrorist, well, their name is going to end up on some type of other list, a name check list, a no-fly list, but really there's no similarity. So they have instituted a redress process as far as it goes for the no-fly list, but when it comes to the naturalization process, I think that there's still too much fear and they still use racial religious profiling to segregate out the Muslim community from immigrating here in a lawful way.
The CIS is violating the federal law requiring that a decision be made within 120 days of the naturalization interview, according to Mary Gundrum.
All of our plaintiffs in this action have waited for more than a year and a half after their interview, some of them for as long as 4 years.
Referencing the recent focus on immigration in the country, Juan Pablo Chavez from the Florida Immigrant Coalition says that even immigrants who follow the rules are denied timely citizenship.
We can see how the system is broke. And these families are also an example that they follow the rules. They came here with all the documents that the country requires, and the only thing that they are looking is to be together with their families, and they are not yet. They've been waiting for 4 or 5 years. What kind of message is the other immigrants in the country are going to get? If we follow the rules, we are going to be waiting also 5 years?
Mary Gundrum reiterated that despite following the correct procedures, these immigrants still have not been able to obtain citizenship.
Now, immigration tells all immigrants in this country, wait in line, assimilate. These plaintiffs have waited in line, some for as long as 4 years, and they want nothing more than to assimilate. Our lawsuit asks the court to declare that these extraordinary indefinite delays are illegal, and it asks the court to order immigration and the FBI to complete the background checks within 30 days.
The lawsuit also asks the court to grant citizenship to the plaintiffs, including Samir Othman, who was born in Jordan but has lived in the United States for over 2 decades.
I would like to get my citizenship for mainly 2 reasons. Number one is traveling with my family as Americans. Number two is I would like to vote. I would like to vote since I came to this country, and I'm waiting for this opportunity. And we all love this country. It's been over 23 years, and all my children were born here.
Othman's 12-year-old son, Kais, wants his father to get citizenship.
Because then we could travel as a family and have fun.
Gundrum pointed out that they also filed 2 similar court actions in the Southern District in Miami on behalf of 11 additional plaintiffs. Some of them are longtime U.S. residents who won asylum cases.
Two of our plaintiffs in this case are Kurds, and they won their asylum cases after coming here from Iraq. These individuals want nothing more than to become U.S. citizens. In fact, they followed every single law that this country required. And instead of achieving their goal, they've only experienced delay after delay. Their only dream is to become U.S. citizens. They want to vote. They want their families to be reunited. Yet the message to them is clear. You are not welcome here.